أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This poem is very personal to me. But before I begin, I just want to everyone to keep in mind that alhamdulillah, from the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tawfiq of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we're able to have communities where, you know, sisters are able to have other Muslim sisters as their friends and companions to keep them on the straight path. And I just want to thank all of the brothers who have affected my life in a positive way. I truly love you guys, and I think without good friends, I would not, alhamdulillah, have reached many of the places that I've reached. So, if you could, for all the brothers and sisters, recite Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
As I drove from Dearborn to Chicago, the window became my companion and best friend. I watched mile after mile of roads that did not end. And during this drive, I contemplated in my head, what if I had allowed my soul to have fled? What if that instead of choosing Islam, I chose another path? What if I told God I will do what I want, so if you're going to, go ahead and send your wrath? Although I'm the last one to claim that I'm anything special, in fact, I see myself to be at the lowest of levels, and maybe with God's blessing and your dua, that in the ranks of the Imam, for me, there will remain a spot. But I wasn't always seeking this truth. And in my younger days and earlier in youth, I was lost. I had an empty hole sitting within me, and I thought that in it nothing could fill in. And in a society where it's encouraged to indulge in sin, I didn't know what to do. On the crossroads of myself, I stood between something my parents promoted, a pathway of God and selfless devotion, or a path of immediate satisfaction, a world of enticing lusts and physical attractions. So when I enrolled at Michigan State University, a college of Spartans, a place built on drugs, alcohol, and parties, I was confused. Standing between the values that were pure, and even without knowledge, that I truly knew, or sacrificing that for a life that was fast-paced and new, and in my moments of being sure, not knowing what to do next, I flashed back to the image I remembered seeing before I left. It was a pamphlet from the Leukemia Foundation that sat on my father's desk. And it had my name on it, so why, I double-checked. After consulting with my mother, she calmly said, "Remember those 2 years when you were a kid that you stayed in the hospital as a guest? Well, you had become a victim of cancer, which had put you at a place of near death. And remember how you joined kindergarten late and didn't know how to make friends? Remember all the lonely days that you would spend?" I flashed back to myself, sitting in my dorm room, shocked, putting the pieces together. I said to myself, all of these experiences you so vividly remember, there has to be a reason for the complexity and splendor. If I almost left this world at such a young age, there has to be a wisdom to waking up every day. So before me sat a book that I packed with me somehow, in some way, and I started to flip through it page after page, until my heart was soaked with love, and my very soul would change. It began in the Beneficent and Merciful's name, the word said, "Read in the name of the Lord who has taught by the pen, taught man what he would have never known before then. Continue that verily by time, humanity is at loss, and in this world nothing will be achieved, except for the patient ones and those who believe, servants of God who strive for truth and good deeds, that He is an Awwal, the one who came first, creator of the seven heavens and seven earths, that He is an Akhir, the one who will remain last, while you are a mortal with a temporary life that will be over fast. He is an Malik. So exalted be Allah, the true King, Al-Khaliq, the most magnificent creator of all things, Al-Ghaffar, surely He is the most forgiving. A forgiver of one who have changed even after a life of sinning, Al-Adil, the one who is the ultimate in being just, Al-Wakil, the one who, and believers, the one in whom the believers put their trust. Attribute after attribute that I've seen in this book had changed my heart into my very core these lessons shook. And after I learned this message, I sought to learn about the man upon it, whom upon it was revealed. For this book claimed that he was the final prophet and all of and for this book claimed that he was the final prophet and of all messengers the seal, that he was the best of creation, and with God no one had held a higher station, and after him there was a man who was the son of his dear uncle, his cousin and brother, a man who committed to his prophet and Lord like no other. As Muhammad said to the world, "Verily I am the city of knowledge." But for that to be reached, there is something you must acknowledge. You must enter through the door and you must use the key. Otherwise, the true religion of Allah will be impossible to see. And after my death, two weighty things will remain the road to God after me: the Quran and my Ahlul Bayt, which begins with Ali, and after him, my daughter, for the woman of the world is the magnificent leader, her both male and female, the ultimate teacher, and her progeny, two sons and a beautiful daughter. Although they would all suffer greatly, and one would be slaughtered, and one would cover herself in the darkest of black, and her jewelry would be shining chains. A woman who taught us how to have patience even with so much sorrow and pain. So I returned to my thoughts and remembered everything I could from my childhood and what happened back then. I wonder how it was healed and why the cancer didn't return to me again. But thinking back as I flashed, there was another amazing memory that occurred when I was about 10. We visited a holy place that is now being attacked by crazed men, but they are fooled. For bullets cannot stop their message. Neither cars with bombs, nor the poisoned sword that killed their father, or the broken rib of their mom. No amount of time can block their message, nor tyrants claiming they have authority. Her death with dignity is greater than a life of humiliation and conformity. And as I walked to her shrine as a young boy, not knowing she would be my savior, as my mother cried from behind asking this holy person for a favor, and now after everything that has happened and every blessing Allah has given, I know that this world is a test, and for believers it's a prison. And I praise him for every one of you that has changed my life for the better, for me and our family, even if they don't live together. And I know this has all happened for a reason. No matter how much they bash us on the pages of the papers, no matter how many attacks we will not shake or waver, even if they kill our imam and sands are turned red. Even when Ali al-Asqal with arrows he is fed, even when his father upon a spear they put his head, we can't be defeated. We can't be defeated. And it is for the same reason God did not allow me to fall dead, for it is impossible to fail with the shafa'a of Zainab. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Three times, let us call to Imam Sahib al-Asri wa Zaman and renew our allegiance to his grandmother Zainab.
Labbaik ya Zainab!
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 Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.